A male weightlifter heaving a barbell of scrap metal on a beach in Nigeria. A healthy bouncing baby giggling on a set of scales in Rwanda. A fisherman fishing in the Niger River. These are just a few of the many images in a new book of photographs celebrating the lives of people in Africa. It's called I Am Because We Are, African Wisdom in Image and Proverb. Photojournalist Betty Press spent more than 20 years capturing these moments. She joined me from Mississippi Public Radio to tell me about some of the photographs and why she chose the proverb, I Am Because We Are, the title of the book.
I wanted to base it around this proverb, I am because we are because I am, which is that whole concept of Ubuntu, which means that we are all interconnected and we have responsibility for each other. Ubuntu is a Swahili word for humanness. And community is so important in Africa, and they stress working together. So I felt like this is something we can also maybe learn from, and we can also appreciate.
And the proverbs come from many different countries, from Tanzania, from Kenya, from Malawi.
Family.
Give an example, say, of your favorite two.
That's always hard. But one has to do with that happy baby picture. Right next to it is this woman in this white nurse's uniform with this hat perched on the back of her head. And she's talking to these six very pregnant women. And she looks almost like she's a white chicken because she kind of has her hands out there flapping. And the proverb is, every cackling hen was an egg at one time. You know, the next page over is this baby who is just so chubby and healthy.
And Betty, on page 161, there's a really lovely photo that is it's a silhouette of two children dancing on the horizon.
This was taken in Eritrea. It was twilight, and these children were coming over the horizon, and they had just finished a soccer game. They were just so joyful. They were dancing and playing. And the proverb that goes with it is, the pillar of the world is hope. It's from Nigeria. But the title of the picture is given to me by a Kenyan friend. He calls it Dancing on the Edge of the Earth, which I thought was so appropriate.
Betty Press is an adjunct professor at the University of Southern Mississippi. Her book, I Am Because We Are, African Wisdom in Image and Proverb, is available now. Betty, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You can see images from I Am Because We Are at npr.org. This is NPR News.